From the front office.
We'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bison pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hope you're having a great football Thursday. And thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nice show for you tonight. George Warhop, he's the offensive line coach for the Browns. He's going to take us through the process. Now, we know how important offensive line is to this team's plans going forward as far as finding help there as you look at the draft and certainly free agency. George Warhop, as an offensive line coach, when he's not coaching guys, and that's not the case now because nobody's around. It's the off season, or at least the portion of the off season where players aren't in getting instruction, and it will be after that a normal off season as opposed to what we had a year ago. But like all the position coaches, what they're doing now is studying potential newcomers to the team via the draft, especially also free agency. We're going to go through with George Warhop what he is looking for in a lineman, because his input is key to what the personnel department, Tom Heckert and his guys, how they formulate decisions, and they lean on the assistant coaches, the position coaches. Warhop was in Mobile, Alabama a few weeks ago at the Senior Bowl, looking at some offensive linemen. So we're going to talk about just that. What is he looking for? And it's fascinating because offensive line position, there's so many things that go into it. It's not just big. It's not just strong. There's a lot of detail stuff, a lot of technique that you hear about, and he's going to explain that for us. So we'll hear from him. Nate Ulrich, who has covered the Browns for the last few years for the Akron Beacon Journal, he joins us as well. Outstanding beat writer and a very knowledgeable guy. We're going to talk about Browns offseason with him, but particularly we'll get into what's been going on with the analysis, the national analysis of what the Browns should do with the quarterback position. Everybody crazy about the Browns getting Robert Griffin III, or finding scenarios that it could work out that way. And you give us your questions. It's driven by Liberty Ford, the questions that are provided via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, and also a new way, the Browns' daily voicemail line, where you can leave a question or a message for us, and you dial up 1-855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. As this young gentleman did.
Yes, my name is David. I was wondering, will the Browns keep Payne Hillis or draft Trent Richardson? Or, if neither that, who will the Browns use for their first round pick?
Okay, so he's definitely looking at the running back position and thinking that's the high priority. And Trent Richardson's name, the Alabama running back, for sure would be someone that has to be under consideration for that fourth overall pick, because he took it to that scenario where, okay, if you're not re-signing Hillis, and we don't know what his status is going to be yet, and if you don't draft Trent Richardson, what are you doing with pick number four? Again, that opens the door for quarterback, opens the door for wide receiver, opens the door for, could it be for offensive lineman? I don't know about somebody quite that high. Maybe a rare cornerback or a rare pass rusher. I mean, those are the premium spots that do come under consideration. So to answer your question, I mean, I can't give you flat out, they're going to do X. I do think the quarterback discussion is rightfully dominating what people are thinking about this football team. I think it's mostly opinions. I don't know that anyone from the Browns has really given clues out, even quietly, you know, as to what this team might do in the draft. I think the cards are being held very close to the vest. Mark via Facebook, why not keep Colt McCoy and get him receivers he can throw to? I don't believe he got a fair shot with the talent we had. And that might be right, Mark. Maybe Colt McCoy's shot wasn't as fair because you didn't have the weapons to really show and make his numbers special. Maybe too many drops among some people, although many of those were from a guy, Greg Little, who factors still prominently into what this receiving core is going to look like in 2012. But by and large, not a ton of talent there that you would look at and say, yeah, he had a lot to work with. It was just all on Colt McCoy. It skews some of the judgment. You can see some of the shortcomings of McCoy's performance, but you can't talk about McCoy without talking about maybe the lack of what was around him. Okay, coming up, the first part, we've got a two-part conversation with George Warhop, the Browns offensive line coach, here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
For the auto show, the deals have arrived at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150 for just $229, four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay
This is Jim Swayze. You know, all these years talking about half-price books, my love of books can't come as a big surprise. And these days, there are lots of techno choices for reading. It's a good thing. The more reading, the better. But Jenny and I still have to make our visits to half-price books. The feel and smell of real books, the fun of getting out, hunting through new arrivals, and the most amazing used books, plus all the music, movies, and collectibles. And hey, with almost everything half-price or less, and we always sell back what we've already enjoyed for cash. Bottom line, Half Price Books is the one place where cool things find us. And the helpful folks there, we call them bibliomaniacs, make it easy. They can even check for books at their stores nationwide. So stop at your local Half Price Books and help them celebrate their 40th anniversary. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Do you want a smarter and safer home? Then protect your family with an Alarm Force home alarm and an Alarm Force video relay. The Alarm Force video relay lets you see and speak with whoever's there through your cell phone. Full video and live to-way voice together. Get an Alarm Force video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer for an oil and filter change at the Toyota suggested price of $29.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Synthetic oil slightly higher.
You can't listen to Blue Oyster Cult here and not think of cowbell. Cowbell. Give me more cup. That's from the Saturday, you know, skit. Saturday Night Live. Okay, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, the first part of our, and by the way, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, the first part of our discussion with George Warhop, it is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're very pleased to welcome to the show Browns offensive line coach George Warhop. George, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily.
It's great to be back.
All right. Well, we're at the phase of the offseason where you wear both the hats of a scout along with a coach, and coaches are in that personnel evaluation process for their particular positions. You were at the Senior Bowl a few weeks back in Mobile and helping there, looking at the prospects there, and you're going to the Combine next week in Indianapolis with the same idea in mind. And what I wanted to ask you first was, is there a general sort of list of qualities that you look for at all line positions, regardless of the specific spot in the line?
Yes, there's a common thread that I look for in guys. You know, all the guys have to have certain physical traits to play the various positions. But the number one thing you want to look at is, number one, is the guy competitive? You know, in competitive can go a couple different ways. You can have a raw bone, tough, nasty guy, which is what's preferred. But then you can also have a very good player, competitive, and he's not just a nasty guy. So the bare minimum for me is the guy has to be a competitive player. So when I'm watching him on tape, I want to see him compete. I want to see him finish. I want to see him run downfield. I want to see him do things to extend plays and to help his team be successful.
Now, that nastiness we talk about, it's within the confines of obviously the rules. I mean, are you good with seeing a guy do some things that might draw flags or show? In other words, does the aggressiveness have to be within a certain parameter?
You don't want an idiot. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want a guy that's going to cost your team or his team yards or potential plays. But you like a guy playing to the breath of the whistle. I mean, I want a guy going downfield and finishing stuff right at the whistle. I mean, our guy here, Sean LaValle, is an example of that. Sean will play to the breath of the whistle. A couple of times he's gone over, but he plays to the breath. And that's what you're looking for. And when he was coming out, that's what kind of player he was at Arizona State. So that's the first thing is the guy competitive, right? And then you want to see if he is pro ready or not. Okay, and that
with
goes
them,
to
yeah,
level of play. So
okay.
There's certain guys you watch on tape, and you'll say, you know what, we can draft and play this guy. You can draft him. You know, you might make him work second team when he comes in, but you know. First preseason game, he's a starter and he'll start and he'll be able to play, or he can come in and he'll be an immediate backup without much work. And that just really goes to the program he was in and the position coach that he had and how he prepared him. And then you look for upside with the positions. You know, can this guy get better? How fast will it, or how long will it take him to get to a position where he can help you? And then from that point, then you get into the physical attributes of each position. So for me, it boils down to, is the guy a competitor? Is he pro ready or not? Versus how much work I have to do with him. You know, his physical traits. And then you get through all that stuff and you want to know how smart he is. And that's where the rubber meets the road for us. You can have a guy who's extremely talented, but if he's not, doesn't have football intelligence, so to speak, not so much book smarts. We're not talking about a guy who's a 1500 on the SAT.
Okay.
I'm talking about a guy who has good functional smarts, who has common sense, who's a conceptual thinker, and who can handle things on the field as things move around.
If you can give a specific example of what shows you football smarts in an O-lineman.
Just watching game tape, you know, there's situations that occur when defensive lineman slants inside. Where does his eyes go? How does he use his hands? What is he? Is he chasing the guy? Is he adjusting up to the next level? Is he going after the safety? Is he adjusting? Let's say they run some sort of a pressure and they're responsible for the Mike linebacker and the strong safety shows before the Mike. Is he going to bypass the safety to go to the Mike? Just simple stuff like that. You know, if the safety rolls down to the end of the line of scrimmage, if I'm a tackle, am I going to adjust the protection to go out and block the guy? You know, is it outside the rules? Can he think outside the rules? Those types of things, and that shows up if you watch enough game tape on a particular player. Those things will start showing up when you interview them at the combine. Those things start showing up. You know, when I talk to a guy at the combine, I'm gonna say, hey, you know, draw up your favorite run. Take me through it. Okay, what if this guy comes down? How do you handle it? What if this happens? What are you going to do? All right, talk to me about your favorite protection. Do you adjust it at all? Okay, are you looking at safety rotation? Safety rotates down. How do you guys handle that? And that gives me a pretty good feel for how he's been coached and then how he looks at it and how his mind works. And that's the key for me. If he hasn't been coached to see it, but his mind sees it, and he can say, well, yeah, if that happens, he should become the Mike or he should become the Sam, then that tells me the guy has pretty good football intelligence.
Browns offensive line coach George Warhop joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When you, a couple of things on, you said a lot there, and it's great stuff to kind of bore into, but let's first of all talk about the process. When did you start really looking at college tape of offensive linemen? About what month or so did that become?
I don't start looking at tape until the season's over.
Okay, so in January, final game Steelers, but not within days. Probably what, a couple of weeks after that, week after that, or something.
What happens is, maybe the next week. It depends on how much we have to get done. The way it works with us is we had the end of the season. We came in the week after the season.
Okay.
Did some cleanup work for the season,
reports on
our players, evaluating our players, talking about their strengths, their weaknesses, the things we have to do for them to get better, for us to get better. A little bit of scheme evaluation, but not much. And then there's a little bit of dead time, in there. And then if you have time, then you start looking at some of the guys for the upcoming draft.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we get a week off. We come back from there. Now you do scheme evaluation in the morning, and then you do player evaluations in the afternoon. Now, first you do free agents, current NFL players that are upcoming free agents. So you evaluate those guys first. And then when you get done with those guys, you start looking at the guys that are in the draft.
Okay. And the personnel department gives you kind of the list, the short list. You're not evaluating every single guy, obviously. They're giving you the ones that they've narrowed it down.
Right. How it works is, we come in, they'll give me a list of 30 guys, let's say, that I have to evaluate at write-up. From that 30, there might be anywhere from 6 to 10 guys. They may ask me to go out and actually go to the workout or work them out. And then I'll come back and I'll ask for just random guys that fit a physical
prototype
for me. Give me all the guys that are 6'5 plus and have a 34 inch reach, or 6'3 plus and have a 32 inch reach. So you start looking at potential free agents, college free agents, mm-hmm. that have your physical minimums that you're looking for by position.
And of those 30, it would hit pretty much every spot. There are tackles, guards, and centers on this list.
Correct.
At least that's what they played in college. Are you also in the process of looking at them and saying this particular guy who played guard at this school very well should be a tackle in the NFL? Is that anything you offer a thought on?
Yes.
Or a center being a guard or
yes,
a guard?
Yeah, correct. And it's more height than anything. I mean,
right.
When you start talking about position specifics, for tackles, you want them to be a rangier guy. So 6'5 is really where you start looking. You like them to be 6'5 plus.
As the minimum?
As the minimum. And that really is not because of the height. It's because of the length. We want tackles to have a 34-inch reach. That's where you like to start. There's some, that play at 33. Very few of them are 32. But if you get them at 34, 35-inch reach, that really is a benefit to them. Okay? So you're looking at height to get to reach. Now, there's some guys like, Willie Colon for Pittsburgh.
Right.
He's 6'2-ish, I think, 6'3", but he's got like a 34, 35-inch reach. So because he's shorter in stature, but he has a great reach, he can go out and play tackle and deal with those longer defensive ends. So you start looking at the tackles at about 6'5", okay, and you like them to be 320 or so. That's the ideal guy for me. I like a little bit more girth, but most guys coming out of college are going to be about 315, 312. And then you got to say, hey, can this guy get big enough to play right tackle? Because you want your right tackle to be a little bit meatier and bigger than your left tackle. Joe Thomas for us plays right around 315, 317. That's his weight. You like your right tackle to be 320, 325 because you're right-handed when you run the ball. You're playing against a thicker defensive end. You're playing against the bigger defensive tackle. tackle. So you want a little bit more mass on that side of the line of scrimmage.
And you're not, even though, you know, one could say, okay, you got Joe Thomas, and if you're looking at tackles, you'd be looking at someone other than his spot. You'd be thinking more right tackle. But as you assign these guys or look at these guys, is that right-left thing a thought in it, or is it just NFL tackle and then figure out after that which side he'd play on?
Oh, no. you look at guys that are left tackles. I think
where they could always be, I mean, even if they end up playing right.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the evaluation starts if the guy can play left tackle.
Okay.
If he can play left tackle, he's a premium. And what I mean by that is he's athletic enough to keep up with the smaller, more athletic defensive ends. He has good range. You'll give up a little bit from a run standpoint for a left tackle. He doesn't have to be as gritty. It doesn't have to be as nasty, per se. It doesn't have to be as thick. But he has to be competitive, and he has to be able to play on his feet, and he has to be able to use his hands and stay in front of guys. I mean, so that's where it starts. And then from there, you look at guys that are combination guys. There's some guys that have come out that you look at and you say, he's a left tackle. They say, can he play right? Yeah, he can play right. But really, at the end of the day, you don't want him as your right tackle. You want him as your left tackle because he can do all those things you want your left tackle to do really well. Okay, but he's going to struggle on the right side because the mindset, the physical nature of the position doesn't suit him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several guys in the league that have been made to play right tackle that aren't. You know, they might have been better suited on the left side.
And when you're looking at tackles, because you have one of the very best in the game in Joe Thomas, that's a prototype for you. I mean, I know you're not going to probably find, those guys are rare to find, but you certainly know what a great one looks like in your mental picture.
There's no question. I mean, I've been fortunate. I've been around some really good left tackles. You know, when we were in St. Louis,
Orlando.
We had Orlando. We drafted him number one. And then we had a guy there named Wayne Gandy who was there when we got there from Auburn. And, you know, Wayne's a great example of a guy who was a left tackle who was made to play right tackle when we drafted Orlando.
Okay.
He could play right tackle, and he did a nice job at right tackle, but he is mentally a left tackle, how he was made. And, you know, but he did it. He played right tackle until he left and went to New Orleans, and there he played left tackle for a long time.
Much more coming up with Browns offensive line coach George Warhop on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Don't wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at 30. $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000 minus the auto show rebate, $3,000 cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. This offer ends February 29th.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. With First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
For choosing to spend this portion of your Thursday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, part two of our discussion with George Warhop, it's driven by Liberty Ford. We're back with Browns offensive line coach George Warhop. Look, you were talking about, you look at all that tape starting in a couple of weeks, say into January. And then by the time you get to, so a few weeks of that, you get to Mobile and you're there assessing in person these practices, watch them all week long, taking your notes from that,
right.
Not having any conversations with anybody. That's the scouts are doing that, right? The coaches don't do it there,
On occasion, I might grab a guy
after
practice and just talk to him briefly, but nothing
to the extent that you're going to do next week at Indianapolis, right?
None of that, just touching base with them.
So what I'm leading to is you've watched the tape, you've watched the Senior Bowl practice with the seniors. Now you get to see all of the underclassmen, whoever's in the draft in Indianapolis among your list. And when you get them on that board and ask them to draw up, say, that favorite run and gauge their intelligence off of how they respond to those questions, Coach, I would imagine more times than not you're getting people who know how to explain, quote, their favorite play, but how often does it happen that a guy is clueless up there? I mean, does it really get that bad to where you have to say, wow?
Yeah, it happens. There'll be two or three, four guys at every combine that all he knows is what he does, which is fine. I mean, that's how they were coached in college, or that's all they could get. I want the guy who can explain to me all of it. So when he draws up a play, I want, if he was the right tackle at Auburn, I want him to be able to tell me what they're doing across the front. Center, guard, tight end, all of it, how the backs insert. So that's what I'm talking about. When I talk about football intelligence, I want the guy who can see the whole picture and tell me how it all fits together.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys that know what they do, and that's it. Or them and the guy adjacent to them, and that's it. So, and that's more common than you think.
Hmm. And in terms of you gave the general characteristics, and we've talked about tackle play, what needs to be there. I mean, you hear about waist bender versus knee bender. You hear about you talk about guards and the toughness, the hand to hand combat that they have in that interior. How different is it then? And with centers, then I guess it's got to be, that's really got to be your guy who knows the signal calling and that capacity, right? I mean, those are your basic criteria.
Right. As you look at it, and we talked about tackles, a little taller, more rangy guys. When you start talking about guards, they can be tall. They can be 6'5", but you want thick guys. You want guys thick in the lowers. You still want long arms.
Yeah.
But you might get away with a guy with a 33-inch reach or 32-inch reach because everything's a little closer. But the key is they got to be stout. They got to be able to take on a bull rush. They got to be able to displace the line of scrimmage. And they are going to get hit in the face every snap. You know, tackles you play out there in space, it's not nearly as grueling. Guard, I mean, every snap somebody's smacking you upside the head. So your mindset has to be one of, you know, close combat.
Sure.
You know, it's a fist fight every snap inside.
And center?
Center is the same. I mean, center is very similar to guard. The difference between the center and the guard is this. More often than not, the center is always getting help. Okay, rarely is a center by himself. Now, we're fortunate we have one that we can let him be by himself. Most people do not allow that to happen. They always have somebody helping the center out. So he doesn't have to be as dominant at the point of attack as a guard would, but you'd like him to be. Okay?
Okay.
The thing he has to be able to do is communicate and see the defense and get it out. You know, he's a guy that if you're looking in the back end to determine where the pressures are coming from, other than the quarterback, he's a guy that generally drives that and gives that information and passes it out to the rest of the group. So he has to be a sharp guy, and he has to be a communicator.
Will you, after the combine, feel you've got a good feel for this crop of 2012 linemen, or are you still going to be, because this is going to, you know, it's a position or an area that we know this team is going to look to address, likely find yourself maybe taking off to an on-campus workout or two or three?
Well, the combine's interesting. For offensive linemen, you can get an idea about athletic ability, but it gives you nothing in terms about how they play and how physical they are and how tough they are. So when you go to the combine, what you walk away with is you have a pretty good feel on intellect, okay? And you have a pretty good feel on athletic ability. And the combine gives you nothing on how they play football. You know, so you got to come back and still look at the tape, grind the tape, and evaluate them from that standpoint. Now, you know, other positions, I think the combine is more valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and I'm not a secondary coach, so I'm outside of my lane, but corners are hard to evaluate. I think you might have a better feel seeing a corner do all the drills and change the direction and all that stuff in the ball drills because you see it there that you may not be able to see on tape. For us, the contact is at a minimum at the combine. So you don't see the guy under physical duress for 60 snaps and see how he's going to handle it.
Yeah, you're seeing speed and agility as much as, and that's it.
Right.
And you want those qualities. They're important qualities, but that's, sounds to me like a small part of the puzzle.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean...
The bench press. I'm sure the bench press, too, matters.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring up the bench press. You know, everybody gets caught up in the number. I like it for a guy to be competitive, in the range. I guess it's been averaging between 21 and 24 reps, somewhere in that range.
At 225.
I like for him to be in that range, but what I like to see is the guy compete when he's lifting. You know, not everybody's the strongest guy. Some guys that walk up there, they got 36-inch reach. I mean, it's going to be different for them than a guy that has a 32-inch reach.
Yeah.
So I just want to see them compete when they lift. You know,
sure.
When I get to 18 and 19, how am I fighting that weight to keep pushing it up? You know, can I go from 18 to 24 and I'm fighting those last six reps? That's what I want to see. I don't want to see the guy, as soon as it gets hard, puts the bar down.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, even if he does 30, so what? You're not competing. You gave up on it. So I want to see him compete.
See him try.
Right.
Yeah. This is a fascinating process, and I know it's just getting started for you and the rest of this Brown staff here, but we appreciate you taking the time to join us on this.
All righty. Is that it?
Well, we could probably keep you for another hour, actually, but I'm gonna let you off the hook now. He is George Warhop, the Browns offensive line coach, kind enough to stop by here and talk about what he's looking for at that critical position that he's helping to evaluate, and will be with the rest of the Browns staff at the Combine next week in Indianapolis. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
For the auto show, the deals have arrived at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38 mile per gallon Ford Focus for just $149. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $149 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Waters of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Reese Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jay Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Bacon. Yeah, bacon, baby, yeah. This will work.
Bob.
What?
What are you doing? Why do I smell... Is that the Indiana Kitchen bacon I just bought for the family? That's for breakfast tomorrow, Bob. It's 2:00 in the morning. Are you insane? That's enough. Give me that. Now.
Yeah, there's bacon for people who share. And then there's Indiana Kitchen. Look in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper for coupons and the red plum insert. Or go to baconloversbacon.com. Then, get to your local supermarket. Fast. Indiana Kitchen. The Bacon Lovers Bacon.
Indiana Kitchen.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, unite with the team and experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now and more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, got a conversation with Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports in the game. Very happy to be joined right now by Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. This is year, what year are you going into now on this beat?
Third season.
Third season, yeah. Wow. That time's flown.
Yeah, it sure has.
So you've seen a lot of interesting, obviously, over the last few years, but particularly the last two, of this Mike Holmgren regime and trying to see how things come together now as we get to the critical mass part, which is picking the players. And it's the combine coming up next week. You're getting ready for that. You'll be there. I'll be there.
And obviously free agency on March 13th. But where I want to start with you, Nate, is in general, we've heard a lot of outside discussion, analysts like Mike Mayock from NFL Network and Todd McShay from ESPN speaking recently about their thoughts on what the Browns will do. What do you take from that? I know it's just opinions, but how much credence are you putting in that in terms of where they're coming from?
Well, yeah, I was on conference calls with both those guys recently, and I've got to say it's all about RG3 mania when they talk about the Browns. You know, sure. I know all your listeners are constantly, giving you feedback and wanting to know plenty about Robert Griffin.
It's a daily thing around Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yes.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And I mean, the biggest thing I took away from Mike Mayock of NFL Network was he thinks not only should the Browns trade up to get RG3 at number two, but he thinks that the Browns should tweak their West Coast offense to make RG3 the playmaker that he's capable of being. They think they need to tweak the system to make him comfortable in it.
And that's a fascinating point that I heard him make, because what does tweaking mean? And it's easy, I guess, to say. Easier to say, I think, probably than to do. But I wonder about that, because if you do, I mean, clearly there are always two ways to go about this. Find the player that fits what you're doing, which I think is what most teams generally do. You don't try to take a player and then adjust everything else to the player, because that does become pretty difficult. You've got to have a base plan and a base philosophy. However, at the quarterback position, how much variation do you really think could be made, say, with the West Coast attack as it stands, to still be something that Pat Shurmur understands, that Brad Childress, you know, knows how to coach as an offensive coordinator, yet takes advantage of the skills if a Robert Griffin were here?
Yeah, I think that there's a compromise that has to be made. And I think it's, you know, the coaching staff being a little flexible but sticking to their principles. And I think that you saw a little bit with it this past season with Colt McCoy. There was an evolution, so to speak, with him in terms of letting him play in the shotgun a little more.
Right.
And I think that's something that, you know, that's just an example of a tweak you can make to, you know, Pat Shurmur's version of the West Coast offense. And I think one that you might see with, if, you know, RG3 ended up here, because, I mean, everybody says, look at him at Baylor, he's almost always in the shotgun. And,
yeah,
you know, that's just an example. But I think that, you know, I think this coaching staff would, you know, be able to make the necessary adjustments. And I think Brad Childress, you know, having him aboard and his experience with quarterbacks would certainly help in that process.
It's movement, obviously. It's being willing, and the Browns certainly had some movement plays for Colt McCoy. I mean, he was booted out in a lot of situations, maybe not as often as you might have wanted to see, just from a quarterback who does a good job on the move. And I know there was also maybe a little bit of trepidation when he threw some picks while on the move. But that said, you do look at a player like RG3, and it does seem like he is number one, a guy who everything he does with his feet allows him to excel, to move to a higher level, right? He has the great arm to go with that, a really good arm to go with that. But I just wonder how much of all of that, and I've seen the West Coast operate with mobile quarterbacks and operate pretty well. I guess the question I'm thinking mostly of a Jeff Garcia, not so much maybe with the Browns, but with the 49ers, in his heyday. He was pretty much playing in that system and moving.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, obviously moving is part of RG3's game, and he does it so well because he's such a tremendous athlete and he's got that crazy speed. But, you know, one of the big questions, and this is all related, but one of the big questions other than can he fit in the Brown system is, well, how would his height affect him? You know, he's listed as 6'2" by Baylor. We'll find out next week at the combine how tall he actually is.
Yeah, the true measurement.
Right. So, you know, Mayock was saying that, you know, if you look at the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, how many are, you know, quote-unquote shorter quarterbacks who are really playing at a high level, and everyone points to Drew Brees. Well, he thinks the RG3 can be that kind of a guy because of his ability to move and find lanes that other guys aren't going to find.
Right.
He thinks he has a very rare ability to do that. And I think that, yeah, you know, that would be part of adjusting this system for him. You know, I think that would be, that would obviously be necessary in a lot of ways to let him find those lanes and to allow him to, you know, do the things that that he can really do well, and maybe overcome some of the stereotypes that are associated with shorter quarterbacks.
Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it gets you, you can certainly work yourself up to a level of excitement when you see a player like that and the possibilities that exist, and knowing how much you, the fan base out there is clamoring. But again, how much can you control on that? You got the fourth overall pick. That doesn't assure you of getting anybody. I mean, it assures you of getting a guy who will be there when you're there. But if you're not moving to a spot and know that that guy is available, and right now, you know, you can't even say for sure that that's the number one spot. If in fact the Colts surprise and say, okay, it's not Andrew Luck, it's RG3 we'd rather have after all of our assessment. So that remains in doubt. So it's sort of a fun game to play, but it can also be a maddening one, because you can get your mind all wrapped up in hearing all these analysts say, this is the guy the Browns should get, this is the guy the Browns could be in great position to get, this is the guy the Browns will get. And yet I can't make myself believe that that's a rock solid thing just because of the fact that it's the fourth pick and not the first pick.
Right. And not only, hey, everything you said is right, but let's remember that it's still really early and we haven't even hit free agency yet. You know?
Yeah.
We're not in a lockout year, so free agency starts at 4 p.m. March 13th. It's going to come before the draft.
Yep.
So these things will progress naturally, and you know, teams' needs will be whittled down in free agency, and then we'll see. I mean, you know, a lot of these analysts we've been talking about, including, you know, we've mentioned Mayock and McShay. Well, McShay thinks, he's convinced, if you want RG3 and you're the Browns at number four, you're going to have to trade up to get him. He's convinced,
right.
You know,
right,
this is going to have to happen. Well, we don't know what's going to happen in free agency. Like I said, what if somehow, you know, what if the Washington Redskins and the Miami Dolphins, the two other logical candidates to trade with the St. Louis Rams up to the number two slot, what if Peyton Manning lands in Washington, or Matt Flynn lands in Miami? You know, that changes the game.
Their plans.
So we don't know that. We also don't know if the Browns have it in their mind that, you know, hey, we'll take RG3 if he's at four, or we're going to go get this guy. How much do we like him? How much do we want to give up? We have the fourth and 22nd overall picks. Are we willing to move those in a deal to the Rams to get that guy? Is he our guy? And, you know, there's so many questions. It is a fun game. It is a crazy game.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, like I said, we're going to have to see what happens in free agency to really have a better idea. And then even then, on draft day, the first round, April 26th, it, you know, it's anybody's guess.
And if you can make yourself believe that it happens, then the real fun will start with, okay, he's here, and like you said, what do you do with him, and how does it change the whole complexion of your franchise and what you're doing and the program? And the, you know, this is still a rookie quarterback. This is still a guy who needs some time to develop. So the excitement can only go, I guess, so far with the notion of there's a real chance that this guy, if he gets on the field for you, might be limited what he actually gives you. Now, you know, you could say, yeah, but look at the Andy Dalton, you know, his success. That team got to the playoffs. Look at how well Cam Newton performed. They didn't get to the playoffs, but it was very promising. And so you have those stories of teams that had success with rookie quarterbacks. But that's, I don't know if those are real templates. In fact, I'm pretty sure they aren't.
Right, you don't know, and obviously there's going to be a learning curve, and there's going to be bumps along the way, and obviously with a rookie quarterback coming in, you don't know if they'll start him right away.
Right.
But you know, if it were RG3 and you do trade up, or even if you get him at four, you invest that much in him, you probably want him to play, you know, sooner and later, and get some of the growing pains out of the way. But you know, obviously, you know, that's not a sure thing.
No.
So a lot of it, I think, has to do with how he will adjust to the system, you know, if he does indeed end up here, and where he is in terms of learning. Now, everybody says he's brilliant, just a really bright kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously, you know, Vic, that's one of the things that they're going to find out next week, and they're going to find it out, you know, at the combine, at his pro day March 22nd, and in his visits to the teams, are going those interviews are really gonna be big factors, I think, in determine, you know, for teams, I guess is what I'm trying to say. For they're gonna be big factors for teams when they decide, hey, is this guy worth trading up for?
And we're it's gonna add to what is already a fascinating time there in Indianapolis in the latter part of next week. Where, you, as we say, we're going to try to guess at what the Browns are focused on. Talking with George Warhop earlier in this show, you know, he'll be there obviously looking at his position, which is offensive line, which is considered one of the primary spots of interest for this Browns team. Certainly Gary Brown, the running backs coach, he was in Mobile along with Coach Warhop looking at running backs there at the Senior Bowl. He'll be checking that out, and that's another area that you would guess is going to be important. Mike Wilson, wide receivers coach, wide receivers being another spot that is talked about a great deal. But everything we can come up with all these trade scenarios, and it affects all the plans and thoughts of, well, if you had two first round picks, you could address two critical areas of need, but if you take and make a deal for one, then you've decided basically you're investing your draft or the biggest portion of it into one guy.
Yeah, and you know, so far today we've talked all about RG3 and the Browns. Yeah. What if RG3 doesn't come to the Browns, which obviously, like you said, is not rock solid by any means.
By no means.
But you know, when you ask the McShays and the Mayocks of the world, what if the Browns don't trade up to get RG3, somebody else gets them, what happens then? And a lot of the feedback I'm getting is, look at Trent Richardson, mm-hmm. the running back from Alabama. Look at Justin Blackmon, the wide receiver from Oklahoma State. You know that, and then at the 22nd pick, maybe a Baylor wide receiver, Kendall Wright.
Right.
Maybe Notre Dame wide receiver.
Floyd? Floyd.
Right. Sorry, it slipped my mind. So, you know, those are some of the guys that you think they might target, and they all make sense because, you know, Pat Shurmur, Tom Heckert, Mike Holmgren have all lamented the offensive struggles last year. You know, he finished near the bottom of the league in total offense and scoring, and you know you gotta augment that side of the ball because the defense is young and promising. And sure, you know, you need a right defensive end, you need an outside linebacker, you probably need another cornerback, but the you know, needs on offense I think far outweigh the needs on defense right now, and I think pretty much everybody's on board with that. Not saying they won't go defense in the first round. You can't rule that out either.
No.
But I think that you know, you're going to look offense and you're going to target that first. At least I think that's kind of the priority.
Right? I mean, I get the sense that's the priority. That's the intention. By no means is anyone, you know, given me an indication, nor do I have it in my mind to say, yep, there's it's 100% they're going to avoid defense with, say, their first two picks or, you know, within these first couple of rounds of this draft. No, they could very well take a defensive player, and it would make great sense if they did, because they don't have all the answers on that side of the ball either, even though it was the stronger side of the team. So that's a real possibility. Nate, great stuff. I look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis and talking more about this, because it's just going to get more interesting from then on.
Oh, it definitely will. Thanks again, Vic.
All right. That is Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. Joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Don't wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon,
at Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
At Discount Drug Mart, it's our goal to keep customers healthy and happy, and that means convenience when filling prescriptions. Discount Drug Mart welcomes all Express Scripts customers, Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotic medications, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacy that saves you time and money, visit Discount Drug Mart today.
Shopping Discount Drug Mart is quick and convenient, open every day, including holidays.
Micro here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. So I've got on my windshield the sticker that tells me when I need to get my oil changed, but I don't have stickers anywhere else telling me about these other systems you're talking about.
Well, the other systems are covered by the works. If you go to your Ford dealership, the service advisor can answer those questions on when your maintenance is due.
Why can't I get a sticker for the brakes or for the battery? I don't see anything on my windshield for my tires.
You wouldn't be able to see out your windshield.
Excellent point.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, multi-point inspection, and more. Get it all for just $24.95 or less after $15 rebate at your local Ford dealer. Stop by today.
If we had on our windshields stickers reminding us for all the different systems in our car, we wouldn't be able to see out of our window.
We would have 10 or 12 stickers on our windshield, and in most states, that's against the law.
Well, that's what you call sticker shock.
Nice.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, fees, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. To help make sure your Buick is ready no matter what the traffic or weather brings, visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their service offers and everyday value pricing.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Mad TV and Shaq O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam, comedian and actor Ari Spears. Come see Ari Spears Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Ari Spears. You've seen him in the hit movie Jerry Maguire and Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. Now come see Ari Spears live and in person this weekend only at the Improv. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hysterically funny Ari Spears. We'll see you there.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Natalie, our fine producer, turning this into an ELO Thursday. Nothing wrong with that. I'm good with that. Brown's questions that you ask of me, you can, and this is driven by Liberty Ford, you can do that via, of course, the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and many of you do that each day. And also our new feature, and some of you, several of you are catching on to that, which is kind of cool. It's our daily voicemail feature. You can leave questions and comments there. 1-855-363-2459 or locally 440-824-6134 and leave a message as this young gentleman did.
Hi, this is Luke. I think you guys should go for Peyton Manning. I think that'd be kind of cool. Hope you guys can afford him.
All right. Kind of cool. Well, here's the thing about that. I still say, just your word actually captures it. Cool says, you know, the shock value or the headline capturing value, Brown sign Manning, or fill in the blank team signs Manning if it's not the Colts keeping him, to me is just that. I think it's a short term, it has greater potential for only short term bang for your buck versus something that could be sustainable and give your team the long term help that you want from the quarterback position. Health-wise, again, big question mark there. Huge, off-the-charts question marks there with his health. So do you make that investment and just for that, quote, cool factor, as the caller just suggested, or are you doing it because you want to be, you want something sustainable? And that's where I lean on this. I'm against it from that standpoint. Love Peyton Manning, the quarterback, his body of work, but don't see necessarily how that fits here. Facebook question, Chris. Why does everyone want a different quarterback every year, like this guy just did? We need to stick with the one guy that we have. And basically what he's saying, we need to stick with just one guy. He didn't necessarily say it has to be Colt McCoy. He didn't mention any names. But it's continuity and consistency. And, Chris, I get that. You're right. That has to be what you try to strive for with quarterback, with coach, with GM, you know, with people running your football team to have. Now, you got to be successful and earn that ability to stick around. But truly, if you continually change and continually have upheaval, the results usually aren't good. Joanna via Facebook, what's going on with Brandon Jackson? What are the plans for him? Brandon Jackson, Joanna, the last I checked, is healing, recovering, actually probably recovered by now from that, what was it, toe injury that kept him out of the 2011 season. And he was the free agent signed by Green Bay. I think he's very much in the plans for 2012. Very much, I think, as that back who can catch the ball out of the backfield more than anything else. I mean, he can carry the ball and be viable there, but I think more as a receiver out of the backfield fitting this offense. We want to thank George Warhop and Nate Ulrich and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale, our great producer. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.